Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to hour number two on a Worship Wednesday. It is the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and Alan Lee, in for Chris Broussard. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. That's right, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Great hour coming up. We're going to talk with Mike Jones. He is at The Athletic. He's a national NFL writer. We'll get some of his comments as well. But, Alan, to start hour number two, let's talk NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs had their big parade in Kansas City today, and Patrick Mahomes is running around with his wrestling belt on, and they said they're going to win the next 9 Super Bowls, and I think we've heard that before. But anyway, when you win the Super Bowl, you have every right to celebrate and be thrilled to death. Everybody was celebrating except one guy. His name, Eric Bieniemy. The saga continues for him, the offensive coordinator, for a team that's won 2 Super Bowls and been to 3, Alan, in the last 5 years. But Rob G is going to explain to us what's the dilemma. It looks like he's going to leave the Chiefs because he's not going to get a head coaching job as long as he is with the Chiefs. Rob, what's up?
Yeah, that is a big dilemma. Now, Rob, you brought it up. Eric Bieniemy, since he took over as the Chiefs offensive coordinator in 2019, some numbers for you. 5 AFC title game appearances, 3 Super Bowl appearances. He won 2 of them. Okay. He's orchestrated the most explosive offense, or helped orchestrate the most explosive offense in the NFL during that time span. He's been interviewed 17 times for 16 different teams for head coaching jobs since 2019.
Nobody's been turned down more than me. That was me in high school. For real.
He hasn't even been turned down. He hasn't gotten an offer yet. And as a result, according to multiple outlets, the reason why he doesn't get an offer is because he doesn't call plays in Kansas City. That's Andy Reid's job. Bieniemy helped with the game plan, has some input on plays, but ultimately it's Andy Reid's show.
But wait a minute. How about the other guys, though? Can you get into that? Go ahead.
That is true, Rob. There's been a handful of former Andy Reid disciples who did not call plays, yet somehow got head coaching offers. Doug Peterson, Matt Nagy, most recently. And as a result, according to ESPN, Eric Bieniemy will be interviewing later this week with the Washington Commanders to make a lateral move to become their offensive coordinator.
Wow. So that no he quarterback.
Can call, so that he can call plays in hopes of eventually getting an NFL head coach.
Alan, I'm going to let you start because you already know my skin is boiling. I mean, like, to see what they're making this guy jump through hoops. But go ahead. Your
you know,
on this.
He would, somebody would have to come out and tell me that he is the worst interviewer in the history of anybody trying to get a head coaching job. That would be the only thing that would make any sense to me at this point in time. This is absolutely egregious and outrageous that this man has not been given an opportunity. You know, Adam Gase has been a head coach twice, I believe. Josh McDaniels has been a head coach three times, I believe. Wabiyenemy
Josh has, twice as head coach, right?
Yeah, has been in the league. And nobody has given this guy an opportunity. You know, even if you're – okay, you want to say Andy Reid is calling all the plays and doing all this, that's fine. But he's sitting right there. So he had to have at least absorbed enough that you would say, I got to get this guy on my team because he knows how to do things. All these bums that had just continuously get to get opportunity after opportunity in the NFL. And here is the guy sitting here. I guarantee you, if you ask any of the guys on the Chiefs offense who play the game, who they respect and who they go to other than Reed to say that we've got this guy's back and he knows exactly what he's doing, it would be Eric Bieniemy. I just blows my mind that you could honestly hire someone else repeatedly, pass this guy over, and say, I don't think he's ready yet because he doesn't call the plays. That is the biggest bunch of crap that you could ever put out there about somebody.
And here's the bad part, Alan, like The Athletic pointed out, that it was Bieniemy who noticed and was the one who brought up that the Eagles don't cover guys in motion. The two big touchdowns that they got, when remember they were uncovered?
Yeah.
That was something he spotted in the way the Eagles, and then they exploited it. But the other part, too, was, and we get it. You want to give Andy Reid as an offensive genius, and he did it with Alex Smith. He did it with Donovan McNabb. Now he's doing it with Patrick Mahomes. We get it. All the quarterbacks have played well, right, under Andy Reid.
Right.
But what about the other guys who were his offensive coordinators who got jobs? That's the part that you and you hate to cry wolf all the time, but I'm with you. Unless you tell me his breath stinks or he can't interview or whatever it might be that you don't want to hire the guy, it ain't because he's not calling plays, because you've hired other guys who haven't called plays.
Right.
So that's ridiculous.
And the formula has always been you want to raid a guy's staff.
What did this happen with the Eagles? The Eagles just lost their offensive and defense coordinator because they went to the Super Bowl.
Right. And, you know, Bill Belichick, how many coaches have teams taken a chance on that are Bill Belichick, you know, disciples that have been under his tutelage for all those years? You want those guys on your team because you figure they do know something. They do know how the system works, and they've been around a successful program. It's almost like, you know what, we're going to penalize you for being successful.
But here's the other part. Now they're going to have them take a cut-rate job in Washington. Can you tell me who the quarterback is? Because I don't know. And then you're going to ask him to go there and have an untalented quarterback not be able to complete the plays that you are calling, and then they say he's a terrible play caller.
Exactly.
Like, how do you win?
Set you up to fail there.
Do we know who the quarterback is? Is it Hinkie? I don't. Who is the quarterback? Who is it?
As of most recently, Sam Howell, rookie.
Who? Sam Howell?
Is set to be their starter next season.
I mean, I heard a Bell and Howell if we're doing a movie projector, Alan, but who? Sam Howell?
This whole situation just blows my mind. How can you be interviewed 17 times, Rob, and not get a sniff of a head coaching job? Unbelievable. He was interviewed by the Colts this year. He was interviewed by the Saints last year. I mean, like I said, Arizona just hired the Eagles defensive coordinator. That Bieniemy, like you mentioned, spotted what they were doing in the second half, made adjustments.
That's the guy you want, right?
Exactly. I don't know if Andy Reid needs to step up and just finally just blast the NFL as well. you know, as a say, this is, I'm doing this as for a friend of mine who is just being overlooked, and it's ridiculous. I hate to lose him, but somebody needs to hire this guy.
This guy needs an opportunity. I agree with you, because we need to hear something. Because and Andy Reid, the only thing he could say is the other guys who were doing it, Allen, who didn't call plays and they got hired, yeah, they're white guys. That's the only difference between him and Eric Bieniemy.
Right,
that's
difference. If I was a head, if I was a, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, and I'm consistently not making the playoffs, and we aren't moving anywhere, I'm walking into management's office tomorrow and go, you know what? It sure would be nice to get Eric Bieniemy in here as a head coach, because I want to see what this guy can do and see what we can do. That same thing here.
100%, and but it just doesn't seem like enough people have stood up for him, and now I think it's criminal that he has to go to Washington. Just can you imagine leaving a Super Bowl team with one of the best young quarterbacks we've seen in the last 30 years,
right,
and now you're going somewhere where they don't even know the name of the quarterback or what the future holds, and what kind of weapons you're going to have in D.C., and a lateral move. I think it's sublateral. I don't even think it's lateral.
Right.
You know what I mean? He
got
the same job title.
And
he's going to be in a way worse situation.
And what happens if he does leave and the Chiefs fall off next season? Then what's the discussion?
Right. Then they'll blame Andy Reid. He's getting old.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, for real.
Right.
I mean, there are guys who are like this, and it's unfair when they're painted a certain way. And, you know, and they keep hiring all these other people over him. I'm surprised that we're still talking about this. But the NFL has a problem, as you know, Alan, with minority hires. They just do. And this rubs people the wrong way, that a guy like this who's been on a team that's successful and is a part of it is being overlooked. And, again, I know they're not going to come out publicly and say, this dude's a horrible interviewer. I question how much football he knows. Whatever it is.
Right.
But this just looks bad from the outside.
Yeah, you can't continue to have that kind of success in Kansas City and just say, oh, it's Andy Reid. Andy Reid's doing everything. Andy Reid's doing, you know, the mark of a good head coach, yeah, is that you, much like a president, you surround yourself with smart people who know how to get the job done. And that's what Andy Reid has been good at doing. But at some point in time, you have to loosen the reins, and I'm not doing everything anymore as a head coach. I'm trusting so-and-so. I'm trusting so-and-so. I hired so-and-so to do that job. Don't come looking to me. That's your responsibility now. So for all the success that the Chiefs have had over the years, you can't tell me that Andy Reid hasn't said, Eric Bieniemy, you go do this, or you design this, or I rely on you to do this. You're making these changes in game films. When we look at game film, you're making these on-the-spot quick changes at halftime. I mean, it's just ridiculous that this man has not been hired by any team in the NFL.
It is a shame, and I don't know where you go. I know the commissioner, Roger Goodell, was asked about minority hiring and, you know, and at the Super Bowl State of the NFL, and said, you know, we're making progress, not as much as we should. And I'm always saying, as Eric Bieniemy, some handout. This is what you do, Alan. You reward the coordinators who are on the teams, the best teams, right?
Right.
This is we just saw the Eagles lose both the offensive and defensive coordinator. Why? Because they made it to the Super Bowl. They must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen out there, 877-996-6369. And should Eric Bieniemy take the Commanders coordinator job? And do you have a problem with getting passed over again and again, him getting passed over again and again for head coaching jobs? We want to hear from you. We'll continue this conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We, us here, you there, stick and stay.
For some hot takery from the callers in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Alan Lee, in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. What should Eric Bieniemy do? Should he take the Washington job? Should he stay with the Chiefs and forget about being a head coach? What would you do, and how wrong has he been treated considering what the Chiefs have been able to do with him as offensive coordinator? We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox or 877-996-6369. Alan, I'm sure people are ready to jump in.
Yes, and it will be interesting to see what their take is on this. Let's start off with Kyle from Los Angeles. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Kyle, what's your take?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I just want to go over the possibility that the enemy is not that great of an interviewer and the importance of when hiring a head coach next to the quarterback that is the face of your franchise. And he has opportunity. I mean, you can't tell me he's not gotten the interviews, he's not gotten the looks, and the fact that he has a past of turmoil with authority in Kansas City, and just want to get your take on maybe the other side of it, that it's not just the color of his skin, but maybe the character.
Well, here's the issue. Hold on. Keep up. Stay on the line. Here's the issue. if there's issues about the pass, he shouldn't be a coach in the NFL now. Okay, let's go there. So if he's been cleared to be the offensive coordinator, despite his past and his issues, why that shouldn't hold him from being an NFL head coach? Because it's either one or the other, Alan. Either you've done something that you shouldn't be in authority position at all or working in the NFL, but that's obviously not the case. And number two, the word and what people are saying is that they don't want to give him credit for what's going on in Kansas City because he doesn't call plays. If that wasn't what he's heard, he wouldn't be taking a Washington job.
Right. You can't continuously tell me, though. Hold on. You can't continuously tell me that I'm good enough to be wanted for all these other positions that opened up as an offensive coordinator, but you're telling me I'm not good enough yet to have the opportunity to be a head coach.
Right.
Something
it doesn't make
just
sense.
Doesn't work out in the work. At some point after 17 times, somebody would have had to say, you know what? Granted, you may not be the most prolific speaker in the world or whatever that case is be or this or that, but there are plenty of coaches in the league with that on their back.
Plenty of guys have gotten hurt,
but there's got to be something that you're telling me then at that point in time that it's not working.
How about the Dan Campbell in Detroit, biting kneecaps and all that? Was that the interview? I'm just saying. Go ahead. You got a rebuttal?
I think
we've gone.
We lost. All right, let's go to
877-99 on Fox.
Let's go to Brody from Arizona. You're listening to The Odd Couple from Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Brody?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good. What's up, Brody?
Well, here's my take. And I've heard all y'all say this before. You know, not everybody is a head coach. And that might be the case with this guy.
Okay, but then don't tell him to go take another job. Because
oh, no,
he,
I agree
you
with
see
you
what I'm saying? Like you should just say he's not head coaching material. We interviewed him or whatever. I would rather hear that than make this guy take some other job because what he's hearing is he's not getting credit for the play calling because Andy Weed doesn't.
Let me tell you how I feel. If he goes to Washington, he's going to take a step down immediately. And the one guy that he just helped torch last Sunday is our new head coach. So you would think our head coach would be like, that guy could probably help us out. So I would be more than happy if he came to Arizona.
Right. I hear you. Thanks for the call.
All right. Let's go to Mike from California. You're listening to The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Mike, what do you got?
Hey, Alan. Hey, Rob. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Doing great. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, Rob, so you know I'm a big Denver Broncos fan, have been for the longest. You know, I've followed Bieniemy for a while. Last year, before we hired that bozo Hackett,
right,
Bieniemy was one of the ones I'm pretty sure we interviewed, and I wanted him from the get-go. Like, I believe he'd be a great head coach. He deserves that shot. And if that means him going to Washington and turning Washington around to do it, by all means, do
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm just saying, I hope that it's just not a dog and pony show. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he
goes down there and then they don't win, right? Because they're not that good. And then people say, well, you know, they couldn't, they offensively, they were terrible. Like, because the quarterback couldn't make plays. You see, like, that's what scares me about going to Washington.
Yeah.
I get that. And that Taylor Heineke kid, like, he pulled off some great plays and threw a nice football last
But they're
season.
Saying, who is the who's the quarterback? Somebody Howell? Right? Not Heineke anymore. Anyway, thank you. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is The Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back. Manana, Alan, you didn't know I was bilingual, did you? Yes, I am. but we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com.
How do you say dollar in Spanish?
What is that?
How do you say dollar in Spanish?
Dinero.
There you go.
Come on, man. I took a little Spanish in college. Yeah. I grew up in New York. All right.
I know you've lost some dineros at places.
Yes, I've lost plenty of dineros and shekels. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios, let's welcome in our next guest. His name is Mike Jones, And he is the he works for the National. He's a National NFL, the Athletic. He's the National NFL writer. I'm going to the old National. Mike, welcome to the program and say hi to Alan Lee.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, doing great. Thank you, Mike.
Doing great. Let's jump on the Eric Bieniemy story front and center. This notion that Andy Reid gets all the credit, and other guys who were on his staff and didn't call plays either, they got head coaching jobs, but Eric Bieniemy needs to take a sub job in Washington to prove that he can call plays, I guess, or be a head coach. What do you make of this whole story? Because it smells to me.
No, it should smell, because it's just another year, another moving of the goalposts, another changing of the standard, the requirements, ignoring credentials because he doesn't fit the image that owners want for a head coach, because the thing that's in is young, you know, attractive, you know, fresh blood that you're seeing, the Sean McVays, the Zach Taylors, the Kevin O'Connells, now the Shane Steichers, and Eric Bieniemy, you know, who is a little bit older than those guys, a little bit rounder and a lot blacker than those guys, is not a head coach quality guy, even though he has been to five straight AFC conference games. He's got two Super Bowl wins, and he's got the praise of his MVP quarterback and his legendary head coach who credit him for designing plays, calling the plays that led to the big play touchdowns in the fourth quarter, coming up with those plays. But it's not good enough to run an NFL franchise. But they'll go with somebody who lost in the Super Bowl, like Shane Steichen or Gannon, who Eric Bieniemy handed his lunch to in the second half of that
mind-boggling.
Game.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Alan, you got
Yeah, you know, I just don't understand this. And I understand that you're talking about, and every team has the right to hire who they want to. It's their franchise. It's their money. They do what they want to do. But at some point, I don't know what the league can do, or I don't know what the commissioner can do. I don't know what the players can do. I don't know what even other coaches can do in this league. But at some point in time, somebody has to at least come out and say, this is the reason why we didn't hire this guy, beyond the fact that we don't think he calls his own plays. Because you have hired a bevy of coaches in this league that were less qualified at this point in time.
Oh, exactly. I mean, Doug Peterson was Andy Reid's offensive coordinator. It didn't stop him from becoming the Eagles head coach. And look, he won a Super Bowl. What do you know? Matt Nagy was the offensive coordinator for Andy Reid. Didn't call plays. He became the head coach in Chicago. Now, it didn't work out for him there, but didn't stop him from being a head coach.
Right.
Look at the McVay staff. He's got a lot of guys. Every single one of his offensive coordinators didn't call plays. So you got to stop using that as an excuse. And nobody is coming out, but anybody who's worked with Eric Bieniemy will tell you he is a leader of men, that he is very detailed, that he is, you know, just a guy who's got what it takes to be a head coach. And if anybody has sat down with him, like I've sat down with him and talked with him for extended periods of time, and he's as detail-oriented and as innovative and as inspiring as any offensive coach, head coach, assistant coach that I've talked to. So I just don't get it.
Let's switch to the Super Bowl, which ended for the second year in a row with a penalty. Fans were disgusted. If you saw Twitter after the game, it was not about Mahomes, not about Andy Reid, not about the Kansas City Chiefs. It was about the refs and rigged were the hashtags all over the place. What do you do? I mean, if you're the league, I know Roger Goodell had his State of the NFL, said that the officiating was as good as it's ever been, which none of us believe. And I'm not saying a referee shouldn't call penalties, but doesn't it kind of stink when games end like that, especially that game, which was a great game?
It was a great game, and it still is a great game. Bradbury shouldn't have held. He himself said that he held him. He said, I grabbed his jersey. I don't understand what the controversy that a lot of people are saying. Yes, they were on heightened alert because of the way the AFC championship went down, but the man said, I held him. It was a penalty, unfortunately.
Right, but you have the AFC championship game. There was a penalty that put them in field goal range. The Super Bowl last year, the Rams on a third down, the same kind of situation, put them a first and goal at the one. I'm not saying not call penalties, but it does take a little something from the game. No?
Well, look, but I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
The guys are committing penalties.
Yeah, but they could call holding on a lot of plays in the NFL. Holding goes on the entire game.
But look, he held him because it was going to be a touchdown. He was going to be giving up a touchdown if he hadn't have grabbed him. So either way, the Chiefs would have scored, whether they scored a touchdown right then or whether they would milk the clock and got a field goal. It was a penalty that happened. You hate to see it, but I don't think it's, for me, it didn't take away from the game because at least that one made sense. The stuff in the AFC, when they replayed the down and stopped this and moved the ball, that stuff, that is stuff you can't really get your mind around.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
A holding call like that, you know, and if you look at the replays again and again, yeah, you see he grabbed his jersey. So two totally different scenarios, but I know they set it off.
And Mike, you can go back to the point a couple of years, several years ago, where the Saints probably should have been in the Super Bowl when the Rams blatantly committed defensive pass interference, and the official kept the whistle in his mouth, didn't blow that call. It was so obvious that that was pass interference, and the Saints wound up losing that football game. The Rams go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the game. You know, it's not going to be perfect, but again, if you were the Eagles, you fumbled the ball that was returned for a touchdown. You gave up two wide open touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Nobody was around either one of those receivers. You know, there was plenty of things that went into them losing that game.
Yeah, I didn't say that they lost the game. I'm just saying the way that it ends for fans can be disappointing. I want to ask you about Derek Carr. Where is he going to land? Is he going to the Jets? Is he going to the Saints? What are you hearing about him?
I think that he might wind up in Carolina with Frank Reich. From people I've talked to, thinks that they would actually work very well together, former quarterback and Frank Reich, both of them men of faith. You know, I think that from what I've been told that Derek Carr is looking for an offensive head coach type of setup there. You know, we'll see. I don't think the Jets. I think that if the Jets can get Aaron Rodgers, they would like that. But, you know, we don't know if he's the first domino or what. He's got to come out of his darkness retreat and tell us what's going on first. But from what I was told, Carolina is a strong chance for Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers plays one more year in Green Bay and retires. I really don't see him going to the Jets. I could be wrong. What are the Raiders going to do? Because to me, they scapegoated Derek Carr. Obviously, they blew four games where they had double digit leads. So obviously they were scoring some points. And I'm not saying he played great, Mike, because he didn't. He had an off year, but. What do you make of the Raiders, and do they have a trick up their sleeve? Is it Jimmy G or something else?
I think Jimmy G makes the most sense. You know, you've heard Aaron Rodgers to the Raiders as well because of Devontae Freeman being there. But I think Devontae Adams being there. But I think that Jimmy Garoppolo makes a lot of sense. He knows that offense from Josh McDaniel. You know, he also is a guy who doesn't mind playing with a young draft pick behind him. You know, he goes out there and just does what he has to do. And so I think that that is a really good possibility for them.
You know, Mike, is there any chance there's a quarterback controversy next season for the 49ers? I mean, considering the way that Brock Purdy played down the stretch?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll have to see what his recovery is like when he starts to throw. But, yeah, I think that we're going to see a competition between him and Trey Lance. Obviously, they invested a lot of draft picks in Trey Lance, but he had not, you know, he only played a couple games before he got hurt, but even up until that point, he hadn't been showing exactly what they had hoped to see. Brock Purdy comes in here, wins like 8 straight games. They're, you know, game away from the Super Bowl before he gets hurt. I think that there's a very good chance that Brock Purdy could, well, if he's healthy, there's a competition, he could wind up winning that job. But, you know, we still got some time to see how both of those guys progress as they come back from injury.
That's going to be interesting because you're right. They invested a lot in Trey Lance. And there's a chance if he has Tommy John and is out for a year, he might never quarterback for the 49ers again. That's
right.
Unfortunate. It could happen that way. But, Mike, we appreciate you so much. Mike Jones from The Athletic. Check out his stuff. Subscribe to The Athletic. We appreciate you as always, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me.
No doubt. All right, the NBA took a step in the right direction. It just happened to be a very small one. We'll get to that next. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
Even if it's a small directional step in the U.S. of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is The Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker, along with Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And the NBA is talking about making a change. You know, Alan Lee, you brought up earlier about load management. Rob G, talk about what's being negotiated between the players' union and by the league.
That's right. The CBA negotiations are ongoing. I know you talked about it a few weeks ago, Rob. They extended the deadline to ratify it.
Right, because they got some changes
coming.
Yeah,
but because the negotiations are actually going pretty well. So usually if you extend a deadline, it means that both sides are negotiating in good faith. Well, one of the items that's being negotiated is related to number of games played. Now, obviously, you guys talked about with Eddie Howe, load management is a problem, obviously. So now what the NBA and the NBA Players Association are working through is the idea that players will not be eligible for postseason awards like All-NBA, MVPs, what on, so on, unless they play a certain number of games, a minimum number of games to qualify.
So this is like for the big stars who could, you know, have a chance of winning an MVP, basically. But Rob G, you remember what I threw out to Chris is like in baseball. If you're injured, you got to go on the 10-day or 15-day disabled list. Alan, you got to miss those games, mm-hmm. right? No matter what.
Right.
I say if you miss a game and you say you're injured, you got to miss the next three after that. So that would be four games. That would force you to really make a decision if you're not hurt, right? You wouldn't want to miss four games.
Well, some guys could care probably less about would. Missing four games.
but you see what I'm saying? Like, that would at least force you to have to – if you're an organization and you're going on a big road trip and he wants to take the Friday night off before they travel, you know, like, and not play, then you're going to miss the three road games that are important.
Yeah, and right now it's a minimum of – you have to play 58 games to qualify for the scoring title. So I wonder what the number is – that they're thinking about or trying to hash around and say, you know, you have to play at least this many games in order to qualify for these awards. But, yeah, I agree with you, though, Rob. Not only for the sake of being able to, okay, you're going to get penalized for if you're hurt, you're hurt. Take some more time off. But I don't know what the NBA does for fans. Like we talked about, like Kyrie Irving not playing tonight because of a lower back tightness. Well, if I bought tickets or I was, you know, wanted to go see them play today.
He just got there. I didn't even know he's not playing.
So if I bring in my kids to the game or whatever and I'm spending, you know, upwards of $100 a ticket or something like that, and the next thing I know we get there or you know, the day of.
You said $100 a ticket, Alan. When was the last time you bought NBA tickets? Because my brother and my nephew and my brother's son are all coming to L.A. and they want to go to a Laker game, and I almost spent $2,000 on tickets for them.
Wow.
You hear me?
Wow. Ooh, that's brutal. So you spend all that money, then you go, then you realize these guys aren't playing. That's a bitter pill to swallow. But so I just think that the league has got to do a better job on what you're talking about. You know, it's got to be a minimum of number of games. If these things are important to you at the end of the season, then you're going to have to show up.
And this whole idea, they say, well, the science says, you know, you can't play that many games or bad. Guys played 82. Allen, what happened to the first 100 years of the NBA, 75 years, when guys played all 82 games? Now they're saying, of course, if you don't play as much, you're going to be better off, right? But
right.
But 82 games over a calendar that's 365 days?
And you know why I respect those guys even more? You're talking about back in the day when guys didn't have the same type of technology for the shoes they wear, how they're tailored.
Dude, you wore Converse, Allen. Can you imagine playing in those?
When you tore your Achilles tendon back in the day or got a meniscus tear or something like that, your career was pretty much over. You're done. Today, you've got all these health things. You got that machine. I think LeBron even has one in his house where you can step in and it's like totally cold and you get to stay. I mean, these guys have got so many medical advances that guys didn't have back in the day. And those guys risked everything to play. Now it's like, you know, my ankle's hurting just a little bit. I think I'm going to sit out a couple of games.
Yeah, it's bad. And they got to kind of fix it. Because a couple of years ago, the TV networks pushed back, Alan. Every time there was a big game on, the stars weren't playing. And you're paying millions of dollars for the rights. And the guys aren't playing. I mean, you got to answer to advertisers. And they keep... You just keep raking over the coals of the buying public.
Right.
At some point, you know, like you said, if you're taking your boys out to the game or the family out and you're buying four tickets and you go and Steph's not playing. I know he's injured now, but, you know, or one of the big stars you wanted to see, that'll sour you to ever buying tickets again.
Right, because it's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap to go to those games. And you throw in parking.
Dude,
you know, concessions.
I was sick when I hit that pay button. Oh. I just want you to know.
Because
I had no coupon.
Right. We just bought some Dodger tickets coming up for in April. And, you know, I kind of shook my head then. You know, there's a point where you have to live out in L.A. to understand this. But where Mary Hart sits, which is right behind
right.
home plate, I, just for the fun of it, I went to go see how much those tickets cost.
How much for a baseball, for one baseball game?
Come on. You're like, I think it's somewhere, it's in the thousands.
Wow.
And
Mary Hart is at every game. She's a
yes,
big Dodger fan.
She's there like a lot. So I'm like, woo, it's good to, you know, I'm going to have to know somebody who knows Mary Hart because those are not cheap tickets.
That would be very, very interesting. No doubt about it. All right. Coming up, Alan, we're going to talk about Karl Malone.
Ooh.
And is he going to All-Star Weekend in Utah? And is that a bad look for the NBA, man? We'll get into this. He's been keeping a low profile since a lot of things been uncovered about him.
As well,
and now all of a sudden, he's going to judge the slam dunk contest, and some people aren't happy about it. We'll discuss that next. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For Carmelo!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.